Hello and welcome to Peacemakers program on Radio Mirai with me, Gabriel Shadar. And today we are moving up to the country, and that is will be in Yongle State. And with me today is a government official who is the Cabinet Affairs Minister, Honorable Gordon Kong. He will be speaking to me from Borza. Welcome, Honorable Kong, on Radio Mirai's Peacemakers program.
Thank you very much, Brother Gabriel Joseph Shadar.
Yes, I think you are enjoying very nice weather there this morning in Bor Town.
It is a bit hot.
A bit hot.
This is our situation. We are enjoying it.
Okay, good. Yeah, the weather here is cool, and I think it will reach you in a couple of hours. Well, Honorable Gordon, welcome to Peacemakers again, and I think this is the first time we are hosting you on this program in your capacity as Minister of Cabinet Affairs. Tell us what is the general situation when it comes to your executive and the government in Yongle State. Where are you very busy these days?
Thank you, Brother Gabriel Joseph Shadar, and all the listeners of Radio Mraya. You know, in Yongle, the situation is calmed. So last week we were having some issues. Last week there was an attack in a part of the northern counties of the state, in a fishing camp, where about 19 people were killed and 39 children were abducted by a suspected criminal to be from GPA, Greater Pibor Administrative Area. Besides that, there was also an attack to the World Food Convoy along Gadiang Road toward Northern Counties, where one driver lost his life and another one was injured. That was very unfortunate. The government of the state condemned all this in the strongest term possible. The rest of the situation is okay. The situation in the state is fine. But peace is what we can tell you.
Mm-hmm. We're interested in knowing what happened after these two attacks.
The state government deployed security forces along the road so that another attacks will not occur along this road. We condemn it using the strongest term possible, because the World Food Program, they are helping our vulnerable people. And the same vulnerable people who are getting this help should not turn their guns to the people who voluntarily come out to help them rescue their lives. On that note, our government under His Excellency, the Governor of the State, Dinay Jog Shagor, has put the maximum scale of protection to the humanitarian agencies and their assets. We have directed all the county commissioners, all the Fayams and Buma authorities to protect all the humanitarian workers and protect also their communities. We are in communication with the authority in Walgak, where the attack occurred on a pitching camp, where the 39 children were abducted by the criminal from GPA. We are communicating with them. The government of the state send their condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. In this note, we are planning also to visit them in their area so that we go and comfort them. The government of the state is committed to protect all the lives under this geographical dimension.
The last question concerning that, it's like the violence that have been meted out on civilians and attacks, abductions, is like a cyclical thing that is repeating itself every year in, year out. And it seems is a very hard habit to stop. What are the possibilities that such kind of behaviors can be stopped and reduced to almost non-existing in the near future?
You know, Brother Gabriel, this has been there since then. It has got a long way. If I have to narrate the stories, will take the whole day.
Yeah.
But the government, before government of Honorable Dinay Diop-Siagor, the former governments have tried a lot in 2005, 2006, coming along to today, together with the partners, the UNMISS and the other humanitarian agencies. We have conducted a lot of peace conferences so that the peace prevail between these neighboring communities. But you know, right away from the peace conference, you will receive a report of the same issue that you talked about yesterday, recurring itself. It is a very unfortunate situation that the government of Jonglei State and the GPA plus UNMISS and the rest of the partners, we are planning that we can again bring them together. Though bringing them together, afterward, it doesn't work. But what do? These are our people. We have to persuade them. Maybe in the nearest future, they will understand themselves. But all in all, the only solution is the disarmament. If this civil population get disarmed, they will return back to the normal life. Because a person with a stick, he could not travel all along from GPA to Greater Lomwer or to Greater Pangag or to Greater Bo just to come and get children or get cattle with the stick, with the stick, I mean. And in the same way also, a Lomwer man or a Dinka man from Bo or from Greater Pangag could not travel all along from there to GPA just to go and get cattle with the sticks. The only solution is disarmament, Brother Gabriel.
Listeners to Radio Mirai, this is Peacemakers Program with me, Gabriel Shadar. Today I'm speaking to the Minister of Cabinet Affairs in Jonglei State, that is Honorable Gordon Kwong, and we'll be moving to other topics on this program. Stay tuned.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation. Your preferred station, the voice of peace.
Peacemakers, many alternatives, the same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.
Yes, Honorable Gordon Kwong, we now move to another issue, which is the intra-Lonwer dialogue that was held in Juba here from the 2nd to the 4th of March, that is this month. So give us a little bit background about this, why you had the Lonwer community having dialogue among themselves in the first place.
Thank you very much. On this note, I was also a member to the conference, the Lawnware Inter Dialogue for Peace, Reconciliation and Harmony was conducted in Juba on the 2nd March and lasted after 3 days on the 4th, the same month. The little background about this, let me take you to this, to the theme of the conference. It was peace, unity, and development. This initiative was the initiative organized by the Lawnware Community Council leadership. They did it in consultation with the, His Excellency the Governor of Jonglei State, Dinoidi Okshagbo, who is also a member to this community. And the purpose of the conference was that after Lawnware stayed separately in 2013, there were those of Lawnware in Juba, there were those of Lawnware in the grassroots, and there were those living in diaspora. The leadership of the Lawnware Council think the only possible way that will bring all these people together is to let them come and dialogue. They have to come and unite themselves at the leadership level in Juba, in the state, and then later they will move down to the grassroots. You know, this peace dialogue was one of the good initiatives that will supplement the implementation of the peace agreement in the country. This initiative, as I told you, it was organized by the Lawnware Community Council and in consultation with the governor. We also have a support from the presidency and the His Excellency Salvador Mayade, the President of the Republic, and the Lawnware themselves. The leadership of the Lawnware have contributed a lot for this peace to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The aim of this peace is very simple, that make the Lawnware themselves unite. And we agree that, yes, of course, Lawnware cannot be under one party when coming to the government. But with the whole parties they have, let them sit down as family, as one family, and then let them leave the party issues and the differences and whatever political issues have to be put aside. But they have to come and work how to help the government where these political parties will later meet and so on and so forth. We are happy that this initiative, when we table it to our partners, the ONMIST, you know, the civil affairs in Bo, they could not wait. They have taken the initiative, and we have to thank them for that. They have supported us. We have to thank the leadership of ONMIST in the country, and especially Madam Gita Kiers, the head of the civil affairs in Bo, and the team of the civil affairs, who have supported the conference in kind and in cash. They transported all the delegation from the county and then to the state level. Then they contributed, they accommodated them and supported them with some of the ideas and whatever. You know, Brother Gabriel, this was a very good initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And in attendance, according to the proposal, the attendance supposed to be only 300, maybe 300 plus, a small number. But because of you know, when we left this program, they turn out in big number, then the attendance was so huge. It was attended by the delegates from Buma, from Payams, from County, headed by the three commissioners of the Launier, that is Commissioner of Akobo, Commissioner of Uror, and that is Commissioner, among was Commissioner of Mural County. And some of the delegates were from the state, among was the His Excellency the Governor, as long as the state himself, and the advisor, then some ministers, MPs, and top civil servants. And beside them was the IDPs in Bo. They also turned out, then they were supported by the Omnis to reach the venue. There were also national ministers from this family joined the meeting, and our beloved advisor, David Esmanuel, was very unfortunate that after he committed himself to the unity of Launuer, after 3 days of the meeting, we lost him. It's very unfortunate, and it's heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking news to us, yet we cannot do anything since it is God's call. We will just remain with the great message he left to us during, he delivered to us during the conference. Our MPs, the National Assembly, also were there. Top military personnel or officers were also in the meeting. And then top civil servants of the national government, our brothers from the private sector, and from NGOs and UN families who are working with the UN, and our members who are residing in the IDC camps in Juba, they all turn out to come and participate. During this meeting, participation of the Launuer, seen it is for the reconciliation and unity, the Launuer agreed that they leave all our differences, if at all, if there are those who have got differences, and particularly the political leaders, they have to convince themselves that all these differences, we have to leave them and let come as one family. This was all about the conference. We made some resolution within the conference. And the Launuer community have agreed that such a meeting should also be convened within the premises of the Greater Launuer. If it is not in Ward, could be one of the counties that will be selected by the leadership in consultation with some dignitaries. Brother Gabriel, one of the resolutions in that meeting was the rule of law. We, as the community, we agreed that our chiefs and the local government have to be strengthened and supported by the community so that the rule of law return to the area. After that, we also agreed that one of the resolutions was Launuer have to have peace with the neighbors, with Murle, Anywa, Dinka, and those of the Nuer in Greater Pangat, particularly Ayur, and Pangat if need be. Because why I'm saying it need be, Pangat is a bit far from the Launuer area. They seem to be having less differences over the cattle and the other conflicting interests of the communities. Yeah. We don't have a problem with them. Besides this was a revisit of the dowry. The Launuer community have agreed that they will also revisit the diary for the marriage is one of the items that was discussed thoroughly and agreed upon. Again, we also agree in the conference that there will be restriction of the cattle movement between the counties or Fayams and Bumas, so that we at least reduce in a cattle theft. They must be regulated by the local authorities. On the top was the building of the basic services in the area. You know, law in 2013 to date, there is small infrastructure that were there were also demolished by the war, and then nothing remained. Now it is time that our community leadership and the members committed themselves that we have to work hard so that we renovated the holy structures that were destroyed by the war, schools, health facilities, and so on and so forth.
Yep.
And the local internal road networks have to be revisited so that it supports the security.
Yeah.
These were all and so many resolutions.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks for this, and then we will continue after this break.
101 FM. About the nation, across the nation. Radio Miraya.
Peacemakers. Many alternatives. The same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.
Yes, Honorable Gordon Kong, the Minister of Cabinet Affairs in Jonglei State. Yes, you have given a very elaborate and comprehensive report or briefing about the outcome of the intra-law nuer dialogue held in Juba here from the 2nd to the 4th of March. I think the law nuer are not exceptional when it comes to polarization on political lines. The conflict that happened in the country here polarized almost every society or every community, and based on their political leadership, and maybe everyone will have to do their own dialogues on that line. And good enough that the Law and Order have done their dialogue, and they want to really live up to the principle of harmony, despite they are belonging to different political parties. This is maybe a hopeful start for stabilization in the area. Again, Law Nuer is one of the key or huge communities in Jonglei, and with a huge diaspora that is also very influential. So we are speaking here about the diaspora as one axis, and the political leadership inside the country as another axis, and the communities on the ground as a third axis, if I can say. So how does the relationship looks like in the near future between these three groups?
Thank you. Simply, all these places you talk of, the political leaderships at the national level, the state level, and you talked about those at the Law Nuer members, the diaspora, and those at the grassroots. You know, all of them, they are belong to the grassroots. Common interest is when the grassroots comes together with the political leadership, those at the diaspora level, they will come in, because they will just get the train is going and then they join it. we feel if the political leadership come together, the diaspora will join them. But don't forget that those are the diaspora. They have got also interests. They are belonging to political grouping.
Mm-hmm.
There are those supporting political leadership but that particular party, and there are those are lining up with this and that.
Mm.
If we, the political leadership at the national level and the state level up to the countries, we agree that they leave our differences and come together as one family in the name of our community, you know, it will be easy for them to join us.
Mm.
They will come if they feel like they have some burning issues that we fail to address in their absence, then come and also table them to the Lone leadership, Lone Community Council leadership. And if the Lone Community Council leadership is failed to answer that in the absence of the General Assembly, they will also invite the General Assembly to come and answer the diaspora question, if it needs the General Assembly. But what I know, the only common interest for all this level is the grassroots.
Mm.
And that's why the conference agreed that let's put aside political differences. Let's concentrate on the communal issues.
Mm.
If the Lone community agrees that they will do community things, nobody will question it, including those who are in the foreign countries.
Yeah. Because that is also because the diaspora are very influential everywhere in the world, and they are there dominating the cyberspace or the media, social media, whatsoever. They are very, very active, and they are really affecting the thinking of the people on the ground by what they say, what they write, and all these kind of things, you know. And the other question is, Lonware areas, as you have said, has been very devastated during the conflict, and even before the conflict there was very minimal kind of development, even before the conflict or even since even the land called Sudan or South Sudan existed, there was little development. And that means the war came and aggravated an already bad situation for the people there. So what is the thinking of the Lonware leadership of improving the life quality, the livelihood of the people on the ground? And that is actually what will make the people happy and will make them relax and will reduce violence in the end of the day.
Brother Gabriel, that question will be answered by the next steps of the conference. And let me take you also through the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly.
Yeah.
The next step of this conference is that the Lone Community Council leadership, the dignitaries, will have a meeting, a conference also, another conference at the grassroots, as I put it before. And this conference is going to be highly in the first week of April. The leadership in Juba, they said, will go down. And then the grassroots will come to us, from Buma, Payam, and County. Diaspora are not exceptional. So they will be invited to come and attend. When they come in, the next step is let's forget each other as we started in Juba, and they said up to the county level. If we forgive ourselves, they will be presented by the few that will attend the meeting. They will be part of that forgiveness. And then the next step is let the local community at the grassroots and those of national and the state level exert more efforts desensitize our community of how to serve themselves by themselves. I mean to say, they have to cultivate. Our people have to return back to the cultivation. Now, if there's need for support, we will invite our partners to come in, support them with crops, with seed, and then support them with agriculture tools, and so on and so forth. Until a document will be able, at the county level, to introduce cooperative societies for farming and so on and so forth. Now, the next level will also invite, we will be inviting the neighbors' communities, Benga community, Murle community, Anua community, if not all communities, the leaderships of that particular community, mm-hmm. and the government,
mm-hmm.
to come and attend. On the top of all this, we will not be able to do anything if there is no peace. Because of peace, that's why we hoped to invite the neighbor community, the neighboring communities, to come and witness and also have a say of what will bring a total peace to this state, particularly at the community level. That is the only, the next step that will answer all this.
Yep.
And our partners also will also participate there. I know Onmis is helping the government of Jombolo State a lot and the community. They will still also support this program, and we have also other partners. I know His Excellency the President also, in the leadership, the regime, he will also support. And I know my governor will also support this initiative because he support to the peace that they implementation. This is what I can tell you.
Really very elaborate update on this. And I hope the next steps will be really worked out. And I think you are running against time, and the rainy season is coming in. And let's get back to your other capacity as a cabinet member in Yonglé State. What are you up to before the rainy season sets in?
You know, Brother Gabriel Joseph Shedar, now currently we are implementing the national project on the road construction that was launched by the president last month. We have to thank His Excellency Salvakir Mayadi, the President of the Republic of South Sudan, by this very great developmental step. You know, for us in Bornau, as we are speaking, if I want to meet you face to face in Juba, I will just travel only 2 hours and not reach you in the city.
Good.
Because Juba and Bo become one now because of this road. And it is a development project that being appreciated by all the communities, the government, and the rest. And this appreciation and thanks is going back to our president for this commitment. President himself, when he came to us, he pledged that this road must reach Lawnware, it must reach Malakal, it must continue up to Rang, so it will reach also Pibor, have to go up to Oshala. You know, it's a great commitment, and we have to thank him, because the only thing he needs from us is we have to give him thanks so that we encourage him for this great step. The government of the state is committed to protection of the road workers and the construction company of machines. You might have heard about the story of two machines burned by the criminal along the road from Badian to Akobo.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that.
When that happened, my governor, my able governor, in Kaden, was given a directive of no negotiation to commissioners that you have to send the police from the counties to the road. If there's no big number of police, they have to send from community police. You know, when it reached the counties, commissioners went and talked to their chiefs. It was an initiative that was appreciated by the chiefs and the youth leadership at the county level. Three counties of Lower Nuer, they are selected, a good number of youth. They are now on the roadside. They are protecting the construction company and its equipment. The same thing with the rest of the counties, Duke County, and then Ayot, they are also sending. Duke has sent and Fiji's has sent. A good number also, Ayot is coming in. And then the rest of the counties also are coming in. So we have seen it is a development that cannot be interrupted by just a criminal in the bushes. We have to help our president. So it is one of the projects that the state, through the national government, is implementing.
Mm-hmm.
Before the rainy season and during the rainy season, it will also continue. It will not get stopped. But we are also telling our people, the next rainy season, we have to utilize it. We have to cultivate. We have to do a great farming so that we fight the hunger. You know, the Malay state was one of the states that was affected seriously by the flood. Now, with this road, we feel like that is one of the flood mitigation. We feel like it is the road itself is a protection. Because the road is a very high highway. The water from the River Nile, we feel like the water will not just come out easily because of the road will stop them from coming out. Besides that, We have a project of dike. We are constructing dike along the Nile, and we have to thank WFP, our partner. They are helping us a lot on this. And this dike construction is going towards now to East, and it will continue. It's an initiative that is being appreciated by the state government. On the top of all, this project is the only way that will bail us out of the hunger is to tell our beloved community to cultivate.
Yeah.
And this is what we are doing now.
Yeah, yeah. Really, thank you very much, Honourable Gordon Kong, the Cabinet Affairs Minister in Jonglei State, for this elaborate and very patient account of what has been taking place among the Lower Nuer community in their intra-Lower Nuer dialogue that was held in Juba here from the 2nd to the 4th of March, and also about all the political issues and development that you have just concluded with in the area there. And the message is clear that people have to prepare themselves for cultivation and also protect the road workers with their equipment and also make use of the window of the rainy season to make a difference. Thank you very much, and we wish you all the best, Honourable Gordon Kong.
Thank you very much. I have to conclude it by saying that we are still mourning the death of our elder.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Our beloved elder, late General David Reyes Maduanduak, who indeed have committed himself to the Lower Nuer unity. It was paining us a lot, but as the community and the government, we love him, but God loves him more than us,
mm-hmm.
more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
It is a natural call. There's nowhere we can stop it. So the presidency and the state government have worked so hard for him to get the medication, but it was very unfortunate he did not attend the hospital because he just came and he took him.
Yeah.
My brother, thank you for this program, and I have to thank the family of Mariah Azadam and all our partners, my able governor and my able deputy governor, His Excellency the President, and the leadership of Law Nuer for support of the implementation of this agreement. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and that is the end of our discussion today on Peacemakers Program. It was coming from Jonglei State. That was with the Honourable Gordon Kong, the Minister of Cabinet Affairs in the government of Jonglei State. And it's all coming from me, Gabriel Shadar, on Radio Miraya. Thanks for listening.